It's the most wonderful time of the year.
We want it to be that for all of you, the Rosie on the House listeners.
Everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Right after I get a nap, it's going to be beautiful. Running on about 2 hours sleep here, waiting for family to arrive late last night. Our next to youngest daughter drove in nonstop with her three kids and dog and husband, 30 hours in the car.
Poor little kids all strapped in there so long.
Wednesday night, my oldest daughter Rachel flies in from Tbilisi, Georgia, 30 hours on an airplane in an airport.
Flew in. She's here.
From Tbilisi, Georgia to Munich, I believe, and then it was Munich to D.C., and then D.C. to Phoenix. It was certainly great to finally see them.
We have one more batch coming in from Portland, but not till Thursday.
Yeah, so we broke a tradition of Rosie on the House. I don't think I've ever done the show on 2 hours sleep, ever.
Hopefully,
I hope I never do.
Hopefully the grandkids get a nap, too, or else it's going to be crazy.
Well, yeah, Carol says I came in too. We know Carol came in.
I know. Carol actually really stayed up. We just kept looking at our Viber from bed, but she did the stay up thing.
Well, let's take this season of giving and share a little bit of a survey that we stumbled across this past week.
Well, first, wrapping up Habitat for Humanity.
Yes.
Did you know the Rockefeller Center tree each year is donated to Habitat for the last 9 years? And this year, the 78-foot Norway spruce came from New York State from someone's yard.
Can you
imagine having that in your yard?
Wow.
And it has helped build two houses right there in upstate New York. So I thought that was kind of just a cool little extra. But I did some research just trying to find out, hey, how does Arizona rank? You know, how does America rank? So it's the study I found. I was on Wallet Hub, and it started with America in general. In the entire world, out of 140 countries ranked, we are number two.
I'm skeptical of the survey already.
Right?
I really am.
And Myanmar ranks as number one, so I don't know how we'd have to count.
Myanmar gives more money as a nation than America? Okay, I'm skeptical, but go on.
Okay. So America raises $373 billion for charity, and 71% of that figure comes from individuals directly. So we are hugely philanthropic. We love to help our fellow man. But then they took the states and ranked them in order of giving. And do you know where Arizona ranked? Based on our listeners, what would you think?
High. In the top dozen.
Well, wouldn't you really think that? Because this summer, KTAR Bonneville ran the Phoenix Children's Hospital's fundraiser. And they came in as the 16th annual marathon. They raised $1.57 million in donations during a 19-hour radio show, simulcast between KTR and Arizona Sports. So, and it was number one in the nation. And so, yeah, I would think we are number 50, according to this survey. Do you buy that?
Uh-uh.
Me either. At least not the people that we talk to. I know that they give a whole lot more than that.
Yeah. And we appreciate that. We really do. You know, here at Rosie on the House, in our mission to try and become every Arizona homeowner's best friend, we try hard to present you with the information that's pertinent and local and up to date as it relates to home maintenance, management, and improvement on your house, home, castle, or cabin. And we ask people that in the event something on our website, something in our do-it-yourself, maybe it's the super cooling money you're saving that we've taught you how to do. Maybe it's helping talk you through a particular home remodeling project that you're doing, a handyman project you're trying to tackle.
Maybe we've saved you from a plumber coming out because you knew how to fix your own flapper.
That's right. Any one of a number of things. And the website's going to become more and more robust with a lot of working videos to help you navigate that as well. The money you saved at Rosie on the House, we have made it a tradition ever since we've been on air that if we save you a little bit of money, we would appreciate it if you would take a percentage of that saved money and donate it to a charity of your choice or direct it to one of the charities that we support here in the Phoenix metro area, which would be Habitat for Humanity and St. Vincent de Paul. And I'll tell y'all, folks, this is how we came to that. After being on air about 15 years, we found ourselves supporting about 20 organizations. And it got to the point where I grew convicted that we were a little deluded. And so we took a look at it and we said, you know what? Habitat for Humanity is all about housing. Rosie on the House is all about housing. Let's just pick one or two organizations that we can support wholeheartedly, unreservedly, and go. So we've stuck for a long time, over 10 years, with Habitat for Humanity and St. Vincent de Paul. So between those two organizations and all they do, you know, a family in a Habitat for Humanity home or neighborhood, those kids are 90% more likely to attend college. What does that do for your community? It's an unspoken value. It's an immeasurable addition, value added to the quality of life to entire areas. So it's especially exciting to see them entering the remodeling world. They did that about 10 years ago and doing neighborhood revitalizations. Community around Grand Canyon College is a perfect example of it.
And St. Vincent can take families all the way back from just being in a terrible spot to being stable by having regular food and helping them through a hard time with maybe a loss of a job. They'll help you create a resume. They'll dress you for an interview. They'll treat your daughter's mouth, you know, just everything to keep you stable so that you can get in that home and just get stable.
I said Grand Canyon College. I know better than that. GCU, Grand Canyon University, and all that they've done in their community. So, folks, we'd like to take the closing moments of this Rosie on the House Christmas Eve edition and wish you and your family the very merriest of Christmases as well as a happy Hanukkah season. If in the course of the last 28 years we've done anything to help you, encourage you, or uplift you, let's take 2017 and pay it forward. Let's find somebody that needs that same uplifting encouragement and do it. A halo was his crown.